Maybe I got a little excited, Mr. Robichaud conceded.
I shouldn't have took you in, Angelo breathed. I got nervous.
It was all my fault, Mrs. Riley said, for trying to protect that Ignatius. I should have let you lock him away, Angelo.
Mrs. Riley turned her white, powdery face to Mr. Robichaud.
Mr. Robichaud, you don't know Ignatius. He makes trouble every place he goes.
Somebody ought to punch that Ignatius in the nose, Santa said eagerly.
Somebody ought to punch him in the mouth, Mrs. Riley added.
Somebody ought to beat up on that Ignatius, Santa said.
Now come on, everybody make friends.
Okay,
Mr. Robichaud said. He took Angelo's blue-white hand and shook it limply.
Ain't that nice? Mrs. Riley said. Come sit on the sofa, Claude, and Santa can play her precious little niece's high fly.
While Santa put a Fats Domino record on the phonograph, Angelo, sniffling and looking a little confused, sat down on the kitchen chair across from Mrs. Riley and Mr. Robichaud.
Now ain't this nice?
Mrs. Riley screamed brightly over the deafening piano and bass.
Santa, honey, you want to turn that down a little?
The thumping rhythm decreased slightly in volume.
Okay,
Santa shouted at her guests.
Now everybody make friends while I go get us some plates for my good potato salad. Hey, come on, Irene and Claude. Let's see you kids shake a leg.
The two little coal-black eyes scowled down at her from the mantelpiece as she stomped gaily out of the room. The three guests, drowned in the pounding beat of the phonograph, silently studied the rose-colored walls and the floral patterns on the linoleum. Then, suddenly, Mrs. Riley screamed to the two gentlemen,
"You know what? Ignatius was running the water in the tub when I left, and I bet he forgot to turn it off."
When no one answered, she added,
"Mother's got a hard road!"